It's Thursday, July 21st. This is episode 30 of The Shaunakie, How to Succeed in Evil, Part 8, Contingency Plan. For The Shaunakie, I'm Patrick McLean. In the last few months, Edwin had become a very wealthy man. And at this happy moment, he was reviewing the financial documents that proved it. Topper burst into the office. Edwin thought little of it. Topper was incapable of entering a room quietly. Edwin wondered if it wasn't something glandular.
Edwin, I've got a problem.
What's the matter, Topper?
I'm just not having any fun.
Working too hard?
No, that's not it. I mean, we're killing it, right?
Edwin tapped the stack of financial statements. We're doing very well.
Then where's the fun? The evil cackles, the cool Leia, the broads. Shouldn't we have hot women draped everywhere? And guns. We need more guns.
That's not the way it works, Topper.
Cracking skulls, doing whatever we want. You know, living it up. I mean, we're villains, right? What's the point of being a villain if you can't enjoy yourself?
Did I ever tell you about Brainatar?
What? The floating head guy? Tried to escape from his trial? Real nutjob?
Yes, that's the one, but not that part. Did I ever tell you why he wound up on trial?
Yeah, he broke the golden rule. Thou shalt not get caught.
No, Topper, that's not the golden rule.
He got caught because he didn't listen to you.
Well, yes.
So what's your point?
The golden rule isn't don't get caught. The golden rule isn't listen to Edwin, although that does have a ring to it. The golden rule is that the benefits must exceed the costs.
But broads. Broads are a benefit. A cool car is a benefit.
Yes, some people see those as benefits.
Well, anything can be a benefit then. So why can't we just blow more stuff up? That'd make me happy. You know, wha-boom!
That's my kind of benefit. Because, Topper, blowing stuff up is wasteful. Stuff costs money. If you blow it up, you destroy value, and the business of business is to create value.
Edwin, I'm not doing this because I want to be in business. I already have a business, and it drives me nuts. I get to do what I want. That's why I wanted to be a villain.
Let me tell you about Brainatar. Dr. Stephen Grapewiget, renowned expert in the field of biorobotics.
Grapewiget?
Spelled like it sounds. At any rate, a friend of mine at a venture capital firm had given Dr. Grapewiget a great deal of money. And when they heard he used it to transplant his brain into a multifunction pod, well, naturally, they were worried about the security of their investment.
How much money did they give him?
$30 million or so.
Screw being a lawyer or a henchman. I'm going to be a professional nut job.
It was biotech with a dot-com spin, two venture fads in one. Anyway, I came up with a foolproof plan for Brainatar. He insisted on being called Brainatar. My plan was that he would siphon off money from the electronic transfer of funds system. Since he had recreated himself as a massively parallel supercomputer, he could misappropriate 1/100 of a cent here, 1/1000th there.
That doesn't sound like much.
He could have recouped that $30 million in the first day and a half.
Wow.
Yes, it was a plan with no small amount of brilliancies. So based on the strength of my plan and Brainatar's unique abilities, he went back and got an additional $50 million in financing.
Do you think I can be a nutjob and still keep my body?
Doubtful. Now the stars had aligned for our friend Brainatar. And what does he do? He ignores my advice, the terms of his financing, takes the $46 million and builds 2,000 prototype mini-Brainatars, robotic Waldos. And he uses them to take over the Figueroa Dam. Then he holds the city for ransom, threatening to blow the dam. Ransom demand of $10 million. That's right. He spent $46 million to make 10, which is a net loss of $36 million.
But he could reuse the robots.
Yes, that would be the sensible view. Unfortunately, Brainatar had built the explosives into the robots. They embedded themselves in the bowels of the dam, and when a group of heroes made their dashing yet predictable assault on the dam, $36 million up in smoke. Brainatar blows his $46 million, plus a $2.3 billion dam, and did he have the good sense to build a robotic copy of himself with which to distract the heroes and make a getaway?
Of course he did.
Sadly, Topper, he did not. On top of it all, he got caught. Expensive robots, big explosion, towering ego of a man who cut his own brain out of his body.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but we could still blow stuff up and make money.
Absolutely not. It's too crude.
You take the fun out of everything.
Edwin held up a copy of Omdemnity's cash flow statement. Topper, making money is fun.
If you say so, but there's more to life than making money.
It was then Edwin realized he and Topper might never see eye to eye. Time for a contingency plan. One footnote this week. Three of the Sci-Fi Podcast Network shows have been nominated for the Podcast People's Choice Awards. If you happen to go by there, take a moment and vote for TheForce.net, Slice of Sci-Fi, and The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. They're all fine shows, and you can put your clicks to good use. Also, the music you're listening to, which has become the official How to Succeed in Evil theme music, every good villain should have some, was composed by Scott of IncoherentMumblings.com. If you get a chance, go check out his site. He does some really nice stuff, too. And that's it for the shameless plugs department.